There is always ongoing training in the public health department, as we had ongoing food handlers certification program. For the year, we haven't kick-started that yet. We're hoping that by the middle of this month, we'll have things up and running to capture those for the carnival season and those who are in the other establishments. But a lot of the training that we did last year, their certification haven't expired as yet. So we're still on time, because we conducted training around April, May last year, right? And we actually did it for like a year. So we're hoping that we'll have the food handler certification program up and running by April throughout, right? Fancy to Chateau to the Grenadines. The consumer plays a very important role in food safety, because whenever meat is inspected, each person is issued, the person who is selling the meat is issued, the butcher is issued a certificate of fitness for the animal, and it is valid for that day. So it is for the responsibility of the consumer to ask, was this meat inspected? Then it's not inspected, then you have all reason to get suspicious, because, you know, what will happen is that a number of times that persons will, for example, Saturdays, I'll do meat on the Georgetown side. So people, what they'll do is that in that case, if it's your pretty last name, so they'll wait until I leave the district and then they will do their thing. But there is always persons on the ground who will call and say, you know, officer, I see such and such doing XYZ. Then you get a tip off. Then you can do what you have to do.